See, in other words, what it's saying is the law is given to us to show us what sin is. You know, you have rules, you have regulations, you know, and even if you're driving down the road, you see that sign that says 55. Now, there's a law that governs the speed limit. And it tells us that, you know, when you're in a 55-mile-an-hour zone, you have to do what? Go that speed limit. Now, there's a little grace in that speed limit. He might let you get up to 60, you know, before he pulls you over. He might let you get up to 62, but 65, it won't work. Not in that zone. It won't work. So this is what I'm telling you. See, that's what the Ten Commandments, that's what the other word, the law, that's what the law is doing. The law is showing us what sin is. Now, when you go outside of the law, there's a penalty to pay. You go over 60 miles an hour in a 55, guess what? There's a penalty to pay. Because then you're operating outside of the rules. So, just to get a clear understanding, that y'all understand where I'm coming from on that. Amen, amen. He said, verse 26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you see, what an heir is, you know, people have wills. And what an heir is, you know, and he said, we are heir according to the promise. See, if you are heir, then everything Jesus have, I have. Everything Jesus is, I am. Amen. And that's what we got to get to the realization and know. You know, I was had a good time one day talking to my sister. We was talking about some things, you know, and I told her about a situation I had going on. She said, Tim, this is my sister Lou. That's what I call her, Lou. She said, Tim, let me tell you something. She said, one thing I tell you, she said, and you know how sweet she is, everybody knowing, and when she gets serious about something, she'll get that head. She said, she do like that. She said, now let me tell you something. Now what's for you is for you. And can't nobody stop it but you. I said, well, praise God, you're right about that. Because what's for you is for you. And can't nobody hinder it, can't nobody stop you from what God has already called you to. You better hear that now. Now, some things may be detained, some things may be delayed. But what's for you is for you. And all that's written in this Bible, in this book, those are God's precious promises that he keeps. He watches over his word to perform it, what the word tells us. He said he never sleeps, nor does he slumber. He went so far as to say one time, he said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. He is a mighty God. He is an awesome God. And we are his children. Pastor, back there, he teaching like he always does. And I'm telling you, it's so profound. And he said something, and I had gotten that before. And he said, you know, just like my children. My children come to me and they'll say, Daddy, I want this. Daddy, I want this. And before anything else, I would tell my wife, I said, dang, I said, these kids won't. You know, I would never tell them no or yes or anything. I'd just say, okay. But, you know, they don't think nothing about, you know, they can't have it or Daddy can't. Oh, my big sister done rolled in. Hey, see? Praise God. You know, they don't think that, you know, you're going to say no or you're going to say, you know, maybe later or nothing like that. When they come up to you, they are as bold can be, and because they believe they're going to what? They're going to get what they ask for. Why come we can't do the same when we go to God? We ought to believe that we're going to get what we ask for. One scripture said, he said, you have not because you ask not. And he said, then when some of us ask, we ask in a myth. What he's saying is right here. You ask one thing, then you go around, after you done asked, then you turn around and change your confession by saying something different from what you already done believed for. You made it null and void. You cancel it out. Just like your healing. You come up here, and truth be told, before anybody even lay a hand on you, if you done came up here, you done came up here in faith anyway because you coming looking for something, like the woman with the issue of blood. She believed something, therefore she done something. She done something. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, I felt power. I felt it come out of me. That's what he said. He said, I felt it come out of me. Because she was expecting something. When we go to God's word, we got to be expecting something. We got to be expecting something. It ain't nothing that we go to saying that, you know, well, I done read my Bible today. I done done this today. I done prayed today. Okay, what did you get from it? See, the Bible said we go from what? Faith to faith. It's to grow us. Because it ain't for us to help ourselves. Because when we get to that level, we pulling others up also. So that they can help someone else also. Amen. I don't know how I got off. I do know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, reading this, I'm going to try to stay on track. A lot of time when I talk, I jump. So I'm going to try to keep y'all in line with what I'm saying. He says, but look back up at verse 13. We was talking about the law. Verse 13 says this. He said, but Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. And what a Gentile is, a Gentile is just someone that's not a Jew. That's all it means. It's not a nasty word or anything. You're just not a Jew. That's all Gentile means. And that's what we were. We were somebody that wasn't fellowshipping with God. But guess what? Now we have been grafted in. So I'm one with Christ. Oh, my. I got two that's one with Christ. So I am one with Christ. Praise God. See, you've been grafted into the family. He said that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. But what does it say? I'm going back to Romans 10 now. Romans 10, verse 8. He said, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, salvation. In this salvation, I got a definition right here, and it says preservation or deliverance from harm, ruin, or loss. A source of means of being saved from harm or ruin or loss. And then it says deliverance from sin and its consequences, believed by Christians to be brought about by faith in Christ. Salvation. See, once you get saved, you don't just get some of the things. You get all the things. All of them. Everything that God has for you. Once you get Jesus in your heart, all those things belong to you. All of them. Peace, joy, patience, love, all that belongs to you. But you have to receive it. And not only that, but then you have to learn and grow in it till you can become a mature. And then, like I said a while ago, you go from where? From faith to faith. That's how the just live. The just shall live by faith. I mean, you shall live by faith. We have these, some people, you know, they do things just out of, I guess they just get in a rut and they just get to doing, believe that it's good. But there's no faith in it. There's no faith in it. And we know in Hebrews it tells us what? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Everything we do, we got to do in faith. Everything we do. I don't care what situation, what circumstance comes up in front of you, you got to believe God. Before that problem was, God is, God always will be. And you have to get that word, and that's what he's telling me here. Confess it with your mouth. You have to get that word in your mouth. You got to say something. If you ain't saying what God said, guess what? You ain't going to get God results. I was talking to the Lord, and he said, you know what, Tim? He said, I don't know what failure is. I don't know what failure is. Just think about that for a minute. I don't know what failure is. God don't know how to lose. He's never lost. never lost. And we serve that God. We are his children. So guess what? If he don't lose and I'm like my father, I don't lose. I said this before. I said, I got the ball, I got the bat, I call the shots. I don't lose. You either playing by, I tell the devil, you either playing by my rules or we ain't playing. I call the shots.